Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, I have a conversation with the chairman of our Republican Party of New Mexico, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District, Steve Pierce. Steve, how are things going for you this week?
Oh, they're going well. Derek, appreciate you asking. We'd encourage everybody to stay around. We're going to have clips from our Lincoln Day. We had Adriana Pena Garza. She's the Republican chair in Hidalgo County, Texas. That's down at McAllen, right there on the border. And she's done great work pulling Democrat Hispanics across to become Republicans.
I see a lot of young people my kids' age that are more Republican than I am, if you can believe that, you know? It's just incredible. The boldness for God, for Second Amendment rights, for checks and balances, you know? I'm just a mom. I'm a mom, a wife, and a daughter that refused to believe that because I'm a female, because I'm Hispanic, I have to be a Democrat. I don't agree with their values. I think the Democratic Party has gone so far off the cliff, there's nowhere for them to go.
We also had Congressman Wesley Hunt from Texas. He's an Army combat veteran, 3 master's degrees from Cornell University, one of the upcoming black Republicans that are servicing across the nation.
Frederick Douglass famously said, "If there is no struggle, there's no progress." Those who profess freedom yet depreciate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful ruler of its many waters. The struggle may be a moral one or a physical one, or it may be both moral and physical, but there must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. If there is no struggle, there is no progress. Well, Joe Biden has been our struggle. And I can assure you in 2024, you and President Trump will be our progress.
So the Republican Party nationwide is making tremendous gain among minority voters. And I think that's one thing that scares the Democrats. One reason they're attacking Trump so much, because actually a lot of minority voters had a pretty strong opinion of Trump. The job participation rate went up under Trump for our minority voters. Also, the wages went up. And now then people see their real disposable income decreasing. And people are saying, how come we have all this inflation? We didn't have it under Trump. So people are asking good questions. And both those speakers are going to get a chance to hear from. In the other segment, we're going to have Casey and Mike Peterson. They're the ones who do undercover work here in New Mexico, talking to people in the education system. They're exposing many of the prejudices, many of the choices that educators make that cause New Mexico to rank dead last in education. We're never going to get ahead if we can't improve our education. We're never going to get ahead if our kids don't have a fighting chance. And this government-controlled education that the unions have been running for decades here in New Mexico is not working, and Democrats are afraid to take it on. Republicans will say, okay, if you can't fix the public schools, we'll give you vouchers. We'll let you go where you want to. Have freedom of choice. The rich people always, it doesn't matter who's in power, who's not in power. The rich people always have choices because they can afford it. It's the people on the lower income spectrum that benefit when money follows the kids, when choice follows the kids, when they can choose their education. And so these are things that Casey and Mike Peterson are going to be talking with Derek later in the program. So stay tuned for that. But a great program as we jump into it today, Derek.
Some in-house follow-up on our Facebook page for the Republican Party of New Mexico. If you miss this show on your local radio station, you can hear it as a podcast through the RPNM website or the Facebook page. And someone had posted after we talked last week about Senator Heinrich using campaign dollars to secure his home. And I had made the comment that he's securing his home, but he doesn't want to secure the border, that he might be for open borders. Someone posted that no one has ever said they're for open borders. No, he hasn't said it, Steve, but by his actions and his votes, he implies it.
Yeah, and he has never spoken up against the surge of people coming across the border illegally right now under the Biden administration. He's been curiously silent. He could have, as a representative of a border state, been a loud voice saying we need to secure the border. People coming in unvetted are never positive. when immigration is being controlled, people are vetted to make sure that you're not bringing in child predators, that you're not bringing in people with diseases that we have eradicated in the country. You don't want criminals of any kind coming in, but especially those who do crimes against family members or children. And so all of those things don't happen when you've got this border situation that Joe Biden has implemented. And yes, he's never said that he's going to open the border. He just opened the border and millions of people are coming across. So Senator Heinrich, by his inaction, by his being completely quiet about the subject, is tacitly agreeing with it.
And then this other comment, somebody said, don't waste your time listening to Steve Pierce's podcast. That is someone who is afraid of people hearing conservative values because they might catch on. No one should ever be afraid to listen to any podcast, whether it's conservative or liberal. This is the great thing about the United States is different ideas going back and forth, and to say don't listen to what Steve Pierce has to say is a mistake. Even if you don't agree with him, you should hear both sides.
Well, hear both sides and then make an informed judgment. But the Democrats right now want to shut up the conservative voices across the country. Take a look at college campuses where people shout them down, where violence breaks out. And you understand that the left does not want to hear any voice their own. I welcome people to their own opinion, but we're going to continue to put the facts out here.
And the facts are getting out. I saw a report on one of the news magazines I get for radio stations that NPR, National Public Radio, listening is down considerably in large cities. They're starting to reject these woke stories that are being pushed on them.
Yeah, people nationwide are rejecting that. I saw a report recently that said, okay, so that Budweiser has lost $10 billion or $20 billion. And so Target has lost $10 billion or whatever dollars. They point out that the real power behind these woke corporations are people like George Soros, people like the founder of Facebook. Those people with hundreds of billions of dollars in the bank, it hardly matters if they lose $10 billion here or $10 billion there. And so that woke corporation footprint is going to continue because these leftists who have accumulated a lot of money really want the woke theory to take place. They want to shut up Americans who don't agree with positions. They want a one-party state. And frankly, one-party state, that's Venezuela, that's Cuba. I don't think that's what we want, and that was your previous comment that people should be listening to all sides of the argument.
We know most of the red states in the country are doing better than New Mexico, but even a lot of the blue states are doing better. I'll ask Steve why he thinks that is after this on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico. I'm talking with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. And Steve, to New Mexico, our state could be and should be doing a lot better than it is. It's a known fact that overall, red states are generally doing better financially. People who live in red states are doing better. There's a few blue states, but I'm curious what your thoughts on this. I was thinking this the other day. Arizona and Colorado are red states. Arizona, not so much, but still, I think it's really a red state. They just made a mistake with this last election for their governor. But you look at Colorado, it's a blue state, and it's doing way better than New Mexico. Why do you suppose that is?
Yeah, it's because they've had leadership there through the decades that has made better choices. That's the problem with one-party state, one-party countries, is that without that debate, without meaningful debate to draw the decisions back toward the middle, then you're going to have one-party rule, and the one-party rule doesn't ask enough questions. For instance, not enough questions were asked about the way they were jumping into the legalized drug business, and now then one of the stories this week in New Mexico is, oh dear, who's going to survive in the CBD business? Who's going to survive in the marijuana business? Well, that question would not be asked if it had been a real free market. but it wasn't. The decision was just jammed out. Same situation in our education. The Democrats have owned the state for 90 years, and bad decisions have been made, and it results in people not having much opportunity here in New Mexico. They leave this state and take their skills, their intellect, to other states. Generally, they'll go to some state close, Texas, Arizona, Colorado. So we export the most valuable commodity we have, and that's the young people who can make a new economy. They go to other states and make great economies there rather than staying here in New Mexico, where there's just never going to be enough hope until voters begin to choose different people to lead the state. Speaking of that, I've got a friend who he's been managing a business here in Lee County, tried desperately to get a major plant established from his company here in the county. Turns out that they say New Mexico is just too hard to do business in. We're going to go to a different state. That's how New Mexico exports its own jobs. Not only do we export our people, but we export our jobs. And so we're going to remain mired in last place if we don't start voting differently and choosing people who understand business, who understand how to bring jobs here, understand what it is that we need to teach our kids in order for them to be more competitive.
But I saw a report that the Democrats here are touting that New Mexico has got 40,000 new jobs this year so far.
Well, that's true. But if you take a look, that a lot of the jobs, mining, for instance, that includes oil and gas, they increased the most percentage-wise, an 18% increase in that. Well, the governor is trying to kill that with her Green New Deal. She wants to kill the oil and gas industry. And so that bright spot on today's horizon is going to be a storm cloud in the very near future. Take a look at the Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Robert Knott has actually a fascinating article about the job growth in New Mexico. Construction is big, but he points to expansions in Los Alamos and at the WIP project in Carlsbad as being great sources of new hires. Those are construction projects that come from money being spent by Washington. It's not coming around because of anything that we're doing here. It's just that the construction has gotten appropriations and is now hiring more people. But one of the, I think, troubling growths is in government. 9,400 people out of that 40,000 were hired by government. And that's one of the problems with New Mexico's economy right now is that there's not enough private sector jobs and a lot of government jobs. Well, the government jobs only pay money when they take taxes from you and me. In other words, if it weren't for the private sector employment, the government sector would never be able to exist because the taxes must be paid from out of government for the government to have the money to pay their employees. So again, some weaknesses that are just built into the New Mexico economy.
And that goes to the credit card debt in New Mexico. If we were doing so well, people would be able to pay their bills and wouldn't have to put it on the credit card. Tell us about the credit card debt.
Well, KRQE this week had a great article on the credit card debt. Nationally, we set a record, $179.4 billion, the highest ever. But when they broke it down by state, New Mexico ranks number 12. That is that we're one of the lowest income states, but we're 12th highest on per capita debt, the median debt being at $2,470 for the average New Mexican. That's going to take, if they could pay it off, $250 or $270 at a time. It would still take, without any new borrowing, it would take more than a year to pay off. Now, every month that passes, you're being charged an annual percentage rate of 20.92%. That means for every $100 in debt that you have, that you're paying $20, almost $21 that month for interest. So if you buy that $100 item and let's say that you carry that $100 for the full year, that item would end up costing you $121, not $100. That's the trouble with credit card debt. Many people, as they find that they don't have enough money to make it through the month, they end up having to run up credit card debt. And nationwide, that number is big enough that it's becoming a little bit unsettling to the people who monitor the economy and the stability of the economy.
Coming up, I will be having a conversation with Casey and Mike Peterson from Freedom Families United on Inside New Mexico.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico. On this segment, I'll be talking with Casey and Mike Peterson, who are from the Freedom Families United Project. Welcome to Inside New Mexico.
Great to be here, and thank you for inviting us on.
We're interested in what you're doing because we're hearing a lot about parents' rights these days, and you go in kind of like a Project Veritas, where you've gone in and recorded some comments from people who have a lot to do with our children and yet wouldn't say these things in public. And so we'll get to that in a minute, but I want to find out about you guys and where you're from and how you got to this point.
We're a military veteran family of the U.S. Army Infantry, and after separating from the military, we decided that I wanted to continue serving the nation and decided to get my master's degree in electrical engineering and work for Sandia National Laboratories. And that's one of our few national nuclear laboratories here in the nation. And working there for about 5 years until 2020 came around and the death of George Floyd. And that caused backlash and riots across the nation. And a lot of corporations, including our National Nuclear Laboratory, started pushing critical race theory practices. And my wife, Mike, and I knew that this was wrong at the time when we saw it. And we started really digging in and pushing back against them for about 4 months, went up and down the chain of command, all the way up to the president of the labs. We talked to ethics, HR department, and telling them that you need to remove this or allow me to teach the other side of the arguments here. And they eventually came back with the answer of, okay, you've been heard. Thank you for your opinion. Now sit down, shut up, get back to work. And that was unacceptable to us and very much morally compelled to continue moving forward. So back in August 25th of 2020, I, with the help of my wife, we had created an hour-long video detailing the critical race theory practices they've been pushing in the National Nuclear Laboratories, the very racist teachings and anti-police, anti-white teachings that they were pushing, and then also just explaining, you know, what they had been doing and how to fix it. And August 25th, we mass emailed that video out to all 16,000 employees and contractors in their email directory. And that got the ball rolling. So eventually I got fired from Sandia National Laboratories for standing up for our values. And we decided to continue fighting by starting an organization called Freedom Families United. Not knowing exactly what we were going to be doing, but knowing that we were going to be uniting communities and trying to rebuild those structures that transferred values from parents to children between families and trying to rebuild those structures and systems that help preserve values for children. And that led us down the path of going and attending this training here in Albuquerque.
Well, we were homeschooling at the time, and so we decided that in order to do it full-time, we needed to put our kids into a school. And so we found a conservative charter school in the East Mountains, which we decided would be the best place for them, EVCA. And lo and behold, I was going through their website and they have what's called an equity council, which if you know anything about critical race theory, and you can go on our website and we'll explain all the core tenets of critical race theory, but it had an equity council. And so that was very concerning to me. So we joined the equity council and I dug into all of the documentation from the New Mexico Public Education Department and found out it is full of critical race theory. And so, of course, I have hassled with the school, but every school district in New Mexico is required to have what's called an equity council. And so we decided that we were going to go audit this training, that you'll hear the clip of the superintendent from Alamogordo saying he's going to sneak critical race theory in. And we, I guess, kind of happenstand into the Project Veritas style stuff just by being parents who wanted to audit a training because we found critical race theory inside of our school.
I have a short clip here that your group recorded with Andrew Sanchez. He is the New Mexico School Board Association's trainer speaking to members of New Mexico school boards.
Parents do not have a fundamental right to tell you how public school teaches their child. Parental rights end when you decide to send your kid to public school. What you teach this generation that will soon be voting are going to be instrumental into the future of us as a democracy and a society goes forward.
And we continued those same audits past this training because all we did was go in and put a microphone in front of them when they were saying the quiet part out loud, what they did not want to get out to the public. And this was a training for administrators, teachers. This was from the Public Education Department, Black Education Act, down to all public schools in New Mexico. So after that training, we started actually just going to schools and auditing them because we had heard some things that were happening inside of schools that were pushing radical gender ideology on children starting in elementary school. So we showed up undercover with our microphones and started asking questions. And we put out a series of nearly a dozen videos now exposing what they are pushing on our children, what they're teaching our children, what they're teaching the school boards across New Mexico. We got video from inside or audio from inside a training for the New Mexico School Board Association, where they're training all school board members and just really exposing the ideology that they're forcing down the throats of our children that they're trying to hide from parents.
And they say it out loud. They say parental rights end when you send your child to public school in New Mexico.
Yeah, I saw that. The other thing that I found interesting that they said, if you take politics and religion out of the curriculum, which is what they're getting letters from parents that don't like what they're teaching. Yeah. Well, if we take that out, there's nothing left to teach. Really? What about math? What about reading and writing? What does politics have to do with that?
Exactly. They're saying if you take anything controversial out, you're left with nothing to teach the children, which is obviously absolutely false. And all of our investigations can be found over at freedomfamiliesunited.com. If anyone wants to keep up to date with our work, freedomfamiliesunited.com is the best place to do that. And we post all of our undercover investigations right on that front homepage there.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to wake up more parents because the more pressure these school boards and superintendents have from parents, that's the only thing that is going to make a change. Our legislature, of course, our governor and her administration up to the PED, they aren't going to make the change unless the parents stand up and the community stands up and says, this is wrong. We are not going to expose our kids to this stuff. And this is going to stop. It is going to change.
The most powerful tool we have is everyone listening, actually reaching out to the school boards and the PED and making their voice heard, because the PED's greatest hope is that no one's paying attention to us and no one's paying attention to what is happening to the children of New Mexico.
That's Public Education Department. And the other thing I noticed in the audio clip, when they're talking about parents who are unhappy with what they're teaching, they tell them, well, you can just take your kids out and put them in a private school or homeschool them. Well, how much is that private school costing these days? And can you take off of work and homeschool your kids? If you do that, do you no longer have to pay taxes toward your public schools?
That's just it. You're going to pay tens of thousands of dollars into a private school for every single child that you want to put in private school, or you're going to now acquire all the skills necessary to homeschool your child and quit your job in order to have the time necessary to homeschool your child. They just want every single person to stay quiet. That is their greatest hope. They say, if you don't like it, just please stay quiet. Because as long as you stay quiet, this cancer can grow and strengthen to the point that by the time you want to speak out, it's now too strong. It may not come for you today or tomorrow. You might be able to remove your kids from school right now, but eventually it will come back to haunt your children or their grandchildren.
Well, and when you read through the PED's strategic education plan, that's exactly what it says. They're creating little agents of change for their
social,
woke ideologies.
Social justice warriors, in their words.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Casey and Mike Peterson, and they are from the Freedom Families United Project. And you can go to their website. Give it to us again.
FreedomFamiliesUnited.com.
That's easy. Thank you. I am back with Steve Pearson. Steve, I understand you went to see the movie Oppenheimer.
Cynthia and I went to see the movie Oppenheimer, and it really is a showcase for New Mexico. Now, the Manhattan Project was the project that developed the nuclear weapon, the atomic bomb, and Robert J. Oppenheimer was the director. He was the one in charge of the Manhattan Project. And the movie, it's 3 hours long, so you need to take a sack lunch when you go. But it really does give insight into just both the political and the scientific challenge of that project. I think that a truth that I saw was that after Oppenheimer enjoyed the success, he was on the cover of Time magazine as the founder or the inventor of the atomic bomb. And I mean, at that point, the atomic bomb was used to end World War II. We remember that President Truman dropped the nuclear weapons on Japan, and Japan surrendered after the second one hit. So Oppenheimer was a big name and a big deal. Well, he was also expressing concerns about the future and not wanting to get into an arms race. And so the political structure wanted to shut him up and remove him forever. And so they set up this commission that didn't have to be public. It didn't have to prove anything. All it did was state facts, and that would bring in witnesses with no documentation saying, well, we didn't believe that Oppenheimer was this or that. And Oppenheimer basically had his whole reputation pilloried by this commission that was the brainchild of Louis Strauss. He was also a scientist, but he had somehow gotten take an impression that Oppenheimer had poisoned the well in speaking with Albert Einstein. And so Oppenheimer had this grudge for years, and he let that play out and suggesting this commission that would, behind closed doors, deny Oppenheimer a security clearance, and they fabricated enough stuff. It looked remarkably similar to what went on with Trump and Hillary Clinton putting out the Steele dossier and the government taking it as full fact. The Durham investigation has since showed that it wasn't. But again, I would recommend it. It's a long movie. It drags in places, but it shows a lot about what many New Mexicans do not even know much history about. And that's the Manhattan Project that took place Los Alamos decades ago.
If you've been listening to us and you'd like to find out more about the Republican Party of New Mexico, you can do that several ways. One, check out the website at newmexico.gop. The party has a Facebook page and a Twitter account. The handle is at newmexicogop. If you would like to speak to someone in person, phone party headquarters in Albuquerque at 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill, and we look forward to meeting with you again at this time next week on Inside New Mexico.